On Tuesdays, when the CW's newest superhero suits up, lightning's gonna strike. Don't miss the electrifying new series, Black Lightning. Black Lightning, aka Jefferson Pierce, had previously powered down his crime-fighting career and for the last 9 years had been saving lives the only way he knew how, as principal of the local high school. But in this city, when the hero's away, the gangs will play. And this dude's a family man, so when his people get caught in the crosshairs, it's time to take charge. Now the former hero is back in full force and for a second round against corruption and violence, because lightning does strike twice. It's dark days for the city of Freeland, but the storm is coming when Black Lightning will bring his power to the people. Not only will the series Black Lightning spark you up, but also the soundtrack is full of slamming hip-hop cuts like songs from Rome Fortune and old-school hits from blues singer Nina Simone, Bobby Bland, and the great Isaac Hayes. On Tuesdays, the world will know Black Lightning. Series premieres right after The Flash, only on the CW.
Arrow's back, but Oliver's still not going to listen to anybody. He's going to do it his way. But we are so excited because mid-season's returning. We're here with AfterBuzz Arrow panel. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. From executive producers Maria Menounos.
I know some of you are screaming right now because you're either happy this song is playing or you're angry. And you can blame our newbie Cheyenne because it was her idea and I love it. Because Oliver and Team Arrow should be in this together.
Right. Yes, exactly.
And they're just not.
Divided.
They're divided indeed. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Arrow panel. I keep wanting to say CW Weekly, wrong show. Welcome to the Arrow panel at AfterBuzz. I'm Matt Maher. We are talking about season 6, episode 10, called Divided. And boy, they were divided. I'm Matt Maher. I'm going to be the lead host for today. You can follow me at Everything Matt Maher at 2 T's, 2 R's at The Matt Maher. And with me today, I have two beautiful, beautiful hosts, Linda.
Hi, guys. I'm so glad to be back. Happy New Year. We've missed you. You can follow me all across social media. Linda is so girly. And we're excited about our new
We have a new
member.
Panel. Permanent panel member. Cheyenne Iwulu.
Hey, guys. It's your neighborhood geek girl, Cheyenne Iwulu. And you can follow me on Instagram at Cheyenne Iwulu. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Cheyenne YouTube.
All right. Now, Cheyenne, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a huge nerd, especially for DC Comics. I love all comics, but DC is my number one. I'm a huge comic book fan.
Glad I asked.
And I'm obsessed with Arrow. So, I mean, I read the comics and I watch the show. So, I'm super excited to be here, you guys. You don't even understand.
Welcome.
Okay. Oh, that's great. I'm glad that you read the comics. I keep telling everybody I want to try to get into it, and then because I read other stuff, but I haven't.
Rebirth is really good. You should read
Rebirth. I'm a huge Wonder Woman, so I'm reading Wonder Woman and other Rebirth.
Yeah,
so,
it's still good.
Yeah. Wonder Woman's not great, no. So just to let everybody know, Olivia Di Bartoli, she is going to be back. She's just off of this week. Ali Kona is doing some Monster Truck Roundup.
Yeah.
She might come in for a guest, but I do have some bit of sad news that Ali Kona is probably not going to be back for the rest of the year. She said she's going to try to pop in, like, maybe for a final guest episode sometime next month. So we'll let you know right that. Now, there's actually another, as Ali Kona says, there's another person, and it's you guys in the chat. We want to know what you think of the show. We want to know, Ivan's already angry because Ali Kona's not coming back right now. Sorry, Ivan. But let us know what you think. Yes,
yay,
we love you so much. We do this for you. You're the ones that make it fun. This is your show. It's not our show. So, and always give us feedback at AfterBuzz TV, hashtag Arrow. So,
yes.
Okay, let's divide it indeed. Let's jump into this. So, let's just recap for everybody in case you can't remember. But the shiznit hit the fan. Everybody left. It's like, there was just Curtis, Renee, Sarah, they're all gone because, and you reminded, one of you reminded me, I couldn't remember why Renee left it, and I forgot it's because he's been blackmailed by Detective Watson, and so, which is horrible. So, sorry, I drank over Christmas. I can't remember things, okay? I needed to be reminded. But, so basically, it's just kind of like caused this whole kind of like just total, I think the one thing I want to talk about first is let's talk a little bit about, we have, what did you call them, Linda? What do you call them?
The newbies.
So we have the OG three, and then we have the newbie three,
that is such
okay?
That's such a shady name, the newbies.
That's we're going to, you know, Blob 9989, we are all in this together. I appreciate that comment. I love it. I love it. I know, and Ivan, or Ali Kona was the OG original. I know, it's sad, sad, but she will hopefully be back some. So, and by the way, Cheyenne, if you ever see a good comment up on the chat, just feel free to interrupt me or Linda, because they're more awesome.
I see a lot
than
of welcomes.
Yeah, they
appreciate
are.
It, fam.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, let's talk a little bit about the OG team, okay? Mm-hmm. What was up with Oliver this episode?
I mean, I kept saying that as I was watching. He
yeah.
so, like you said, aggro and angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like angry Oliver because I feel like he clouds his mind and doesn't think straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not feeling it at all.
I feel like that's always Oliver, though. That's always been Oliver.
I feel like it's Oliver's go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is that like a defense mechanism?
Yeah,
kind of?
I think it's like his original... I mean, come on. I mean, he was on that island. I mean, he had to like be so protective. But I feel like, yeah, he was, you know, if you think of like the Oliver before was so carefree and cared about nothing. And then when, you know, the ship went down, so to speak, he was like had to protect everything. And I mean, he did make a good point, and he brought up in the middle of the show that I never thought about is how embarrassing it was for him, his son, to see him get arrested.
Get over yeah. yourself, though.
I mean, like, Linda literally, has no sympathy.
Get over yourself. Your son saw that, so what? You know what? Your son's going to see a bunch of crap because he's going to eventually find out that you're
because you're lying to your son.
Yes, and then what? Get over yourself.
Exactly.
So
and
what?
I feel like Renee has been through a similar situation, so it really made me upset when it just seemed like Oliver wasn't trying to hear his side of things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's just classic Ollie, in my opinion.
Yeah, Do you feel that is he going to, I mean, did you feel like he softened in this episode or?
I feel like when he was trying to explain to the newbies, like, mm-hmm. hey, this is why we're divided and you're to blame and you're to blame. And I'm not blaming you, but you're also to blame. That's why it didn't go well. And I don't think that he was being sincere. I don't think he truly meant to reconcile in that moment. It didn't come across sincere to me at all.
I agree with that because I feel like at that point he was pressured because he knew that he couldn't defeat the Bratva and all of Caden's team.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
he felt like, okay, I'm backed into a corner right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time to reconcile and get my team back. But mm-hmm. obviously they didn't think it was sincere and I didn't think it was sincere either. So,
you know, I thought... go ahead,
Zia, oh, wow. That's so true. It is deja vu from season one where
he was
reaching for his team members beforehand to make sure that they can be trusted. Totally deja vu.
This Clearly, is classic Oliver.
He hasn't learned his lesson. It's
classic
the same
Oliver.
Thing.
I mean, he's got very Bruce Wayne paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like, too, not to defend. The chat is blowing up. I love it.
I know.
Zia is on it.
Come
Look at
through,
you.
Zia.
Come through. Come to LA. Be on the show. This is just go on the chat. If you're not on the live chat, you should be right now because Zia is serving some tea right now. You know, that's what I was about to say. This is reminds me a lot of Batman and a lot of Bruce Wayne. It kind of how like if you're on the Justice League, you kind of expect. Like that Batman's just going to be paranoid and talk like he has, you know, like he's been partying all night because he does like that. But so not to defend Oliver per se with the newbies, with the recruits, but isn't this just kind of old? Is this just old school Oliver and they should get used to it?
Yes. What is it? Blob 989. Oliver year 6 is the same as Oliver year 1.
Yep.
That sums this whole thing up.
How many times has he broken the group up or told the group, oh, I can't trust you. You guys leave. Yep. This is classic Oliver, and I'm sick of it.
Yep.
I'm just tired.
Yep.
Am I the only one tired?
No,
I feel like, well, because, you know, Stephen Amell said when we reported on CW Weekly, name drop alert for another AfterBuzz show that I'm host on, CW Weekly. Get you all your news at CW Weekly. It's 2 hours before this show. But we talked about Stephen Amell said when he was excited about the season, he said he feels like that Oliver doesn't try to do things alone and that he wants to, or Oliver tries to do things alone and he hopes that he takes the advice of other people, which Oliver doesn't do a
Ever
lot.
Do.
And I don't really see the growth from
At
that
all.
This
yep.
year.
No.
at all.
I agree.
And you know what I thought was weird, which is a complete side note, but just going to his character. Now that it's Elicity and they're married, they weren't acting like they were married in this episode.
Oh my God, I totally forgot they're married.
Same.
See?
Because Barry and Iris, like if you're caught up on Flash, there was
always together.
They're always talking about marriage.
Lovey-dovey.
But there's a difference. Like, they talked about it in this episode, this latest Flash episode.
But as a fan, I feel a little cheated because we waited so long for them to finally get married.
Mm-hmm. I am so glad. I am angry now, Linda Atwee. I'm angry.
I'm just saying, like, I just didn't feel any chemistry. I felt like there's no mention. Like, you can't calm your man down. You can't reason with him. Remember when he's like, I need you to detect this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, hello. How about, hey, wife, kiss and hug. What?
They could have added that line. Like, yeah. Even if she said, just to remind us, too, that they're married.
Yeah.
Well, let me, I don't like to defend Oliver, but in this situation, I feel like he's also... I think he's just super, super stressed about possibly losing his son. So I guess that's mostly what's on his mind. I guess he's not thinking, oh, this is like no hugs, no kisses right now. Like, we need to get to business. And I feel like Felicity knows that. And that's just, again, classic Oliver. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's just how I saw it.
Again, I think he needs to calm down. He's not the only person that has a child.
That's true.
And they've been through way worse.
They have.
I get that he's never been a father before, and they've grown to where they are, and he wants to be protective, but he needs to just...
You guys, we bitch about him because we love him.
That's right.
Because we love him, because anyone who can do that little thing he did, I'll never forget that 6 years ago. My mouth dropped, and the 13-year-old girl inside of me cried. I was so happy. So, let's talk a little bit about, not as much, it pretty much was going for the OGs, it pretty much was mostly on Oliver, but... praise the Lord, the Diggle Shake saga is done.
Yeah, I'm done with that
story. I'm glad that, like, let's get old Diggle back, right? Yeah. Are we ready for this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, I still want to say, more shirtless Diggle. I'm just a proponent of that. The actor even agreed with me once.
I'm okay with that.
And he was like, I'm good with that. But, and then Felicity, we already talked about Felicity as well. So, but yeah, I'm glad that he's got that little chip.
Yep.
A chip solves everything. Felicity can walk again.
There's always a chip.
So let's talk a little bit about the recruits. And I know. Sorry, I just saw another chat. So this is from, let's bring this up. This is from Renji. He says, mentioning Huntress made me a new show for the CW. Call it Birds of Prey. And the Huntress, they actually had... I don't know if you remember, there was a Birds of Prey show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was.
About 10 years ago. I have it on DVD. It was not good. It was not good. Thank you for making it bigger for me, Anthony. I appreciate it. I feel old now.
I love
you.
Can't see
either. I know. Okay. It was just a glare of the lights. That's it. But, Birds of Prey with Shamar Moore.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what...
Shamar was the lead in that?
Yeah, he was like a detective officer. Oh, no, it was with Huntress, Oracle, and then the daughter of Bruce Wayne and Catwoman. I forgot something Kyle. What was her name?
Selina Kyle?
The daughter of Selina Kyle. So it's like something Kyle.
Blob989 says Bird of Prey is on CW Seed. I tried to watch it, but it was...
It's not good. It's not great. Although now because of like Wonder Woman, Helena Kyle. Thank you, Ivan. I love Ivan. It makes me so glad to see him back. But with everything that's going on, like with Wonder Woman, and I think in just they're making a Black Widow movie now and stuff like this. So I would love to see Birds of Prey now and see it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially Gotham City Sirens is coming. So that's going to be exciting,
too. So, yeah, a lot to talk about that. So, but yes, I love that they're talking about. So if you're not a comic fan, you don't fully know, like the Bertinellis are, they're like the mob, right?
The crime family.
They're basically
from Star City.
And so,
One of my favorite characters.
But have mostly been wiped out.
Yeah. No. One of my favorite characters, Helena Bertinelli, Huntress, a fave. So I was like excited. I lit up when they said, oh, Bertinelli. And
me
I was
too.
Like,
ah. Because I hope they bring her back to the show. Because, we had Huntress before.
Yeah.
Was it Arrow? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Arrow.
Mm-hmm. It was Arrow. So I would love to, that would be, Huntress and Dinah. I feel like they would, that would just to see them in the room, I would get so excited. So with the recruits, let's talk about the newbies.
The newbies?
Yes. Actually, that is one. I just want to say, kind of as a general, I enjoyed that this part of the show because I felt like we got to see all three recruits in a different light. Because we've kind of, it made me realize we've only seen them kind of in like the through like Oliver's Team Arrow's lens, like in the lair and everything. And just to see them on their own, it was a lighter and a different way of seeing. What did y'all think?
I mean, first of all, can I say that, am I the only one annoyed by Dinah a little bit?
What,
I just, her attitude is just so, it just bothers me, her attitude. And then, like, her attitude about everything. Even when Ollie was telling her about Vince and how he was going after Oliver. And she just, like, had so much attitude. And I was just like, can you listen, please? I don't know.
I mean, that's kind of who she is.
And yeah. I know that's been who she is. And that's been bothering me about her.
I mean, her and Oliver are actually a lot alike in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I agree. Like, stubborn and fly off on tangents and do their own thing no matter what.
Which is why I still think they would be a great relationship. I'm sorry. I know we love Felicity, but as somebody who has read some of the comics, I'm...
Yeah, I mean...
It's hard for me
It's
still.
Always Black Canary it and Oliver and Green Arrow for life.
It is. It is for me. I'm sorry. I just made, like, five people just... Not five, but, like, 500 people are screaming at it. They're like, Cheyenne and Matt are out. So yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm just looking, like, people agree, like, that Dinah is doing the most. I totally agree, Blob989.
That she's doing what?
That she's doing the most.
She is kind of doing... I mean, she's going to be the leader of this new... They just... So that all three of them decide they're going to jump out and they're going to, like, form their own team. I'm really excited for Curtis to, like, come up with names. I just want to see that scene where Curtis thinks of a name. So, because we didn't even see... none of them even suited up in this episode.
Nope.
So we got none of that. So what do we think about Renee? What's going on with Renee? He's got his daughter. You know, he's...
I think he has a little bit of regret. And I think he's fighting that. That's why he wants to erase the records and recant his story. I feel like he has a little bit of regret for being blackmailed. I think that he feels a little bit responsible for this team breakup because it started with him, right?
Yeah.
So I do think that them forming their own team is going to allow them to each kind of showcase themselves a little bit more, like you were saying, where they're not just under the OGs and specifically, you know, Green Arrow, and allow them to flourish a little bit. Because I think, like, Mr. Wonderful is Mr. Wonderful, and he's like not really old school.
Oh, you mean Mr. Terrific?
Mr. Okay. Terrific.
Yeah.
That's what I meant, guys.
No, it's okay.
Terrific.
Well, we haven't got to see a lot of him, you know what I mean? So go ahead.
So I'm just thinking that they're going to shine. That's my point. They're going to blossom in their little threesome new group.
Yeah.
Do you think so too?
I'm ready for them to get back together.
Oh, you're,
I'm not excited to see this new team up. I don't care much for it.
I feel like it's
I'm actually looking forward to it.
I feel like it's going to be an experience for them, and it's going to show that they can stand on their own and they can also bring a lot of value to the whole Arrow team, because eventually they're all going to get back together.
I think they can bring value, but then also I feel like they're going to mess some stuff up.
Exactly.
And I could see it being funny of them being like, oh, this is harder than I thought. Like, you know, I remember that. You know, like, the first time I made lasagna, I was like, I'm going to make this just like my mama. It did not. It was hard.
Oh, yeah, I can see that's definitely what's going to happen. They're going to be like, oh, well, maybe the split wasn't that great of an idea.
But
this is harder than leading a team is hard.
But if you think about it, I just had an aha.
Three players, OTA, Cadence, Cabal, and the recruits. That's true.
Yes.
Dancer Fruit.
It really is like a mirror. Because you think about it, Dinah is so Oliver.
Yep.
Okay. Terrific is so Felicity.
Felicity.
Yeah.
And then Wild Dog, Mad Dog. No, Mad Dog is what I drank in college and regret. Wild Dog is totally Diggle.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's exactly it. So, the old versus the new.
So, oh my gosh, now I'm on board with this. I'm excited. This is going to be good. I don't know what team they're going to be called.
I was going to say, like, team what, though?
Team Canary, maybe. Well, no, I think she's not going to be the leader. Although she did say, Dinah did say at the last, when they're cheersing, and she said, I'm glad I found partners who I can finally trust. And I was like, girl, you're going to regret that.
Because
you know, famous last words. They're
famous
planning
last words,
to see. Because yes, Renee did, quote unquote, betray the team for his kid. But if Detective Watson comes with him new information, you know what I mean?
Like, and that audio that they found, they never actually listened to it. Mm-hmm. So it could be something completely different and more incriminating. And then what?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, Blob was saying there's a new group in the comics called the Terrifics.
Oh.
I think, and that's like, I believe that's a spinoff of Mr. Terrific.
Yeah, it
is. And basically his whole squad. I think I've seen it, but I haven't read it.
Yeah, that is what's kind of cool is that...
So maybe they'll be called the Terrific.
Yeah, there's, you know, some things I love and then sometimes I don't. I've talked about this like on Supergirl, kind of the way they're treating the Legions right now. I don't necessarily love because it's so different than the comics. Because Mr. Terrific is very different in the comics to me in a lot of ways. And so I would, like you said, I think out of any character... Yeah, I want to ask this of all of both of you. Which character of the new recruits do you want to see, like, I want to see Terrific kind of blossom and kind of be a thing.
I would like that, too.
Me, too.
Okay, so we're all in agreement.
I mean, he's the oldest newbie. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's been...
Out of all of them,
and he's really been loyal and just... blossom underneath them, so I do want to see more of that for sure.
I definitely want to see him shine because he seems like the whole Team Arrow situation just meant so much to him, and you can tell how hurt he was when he found out that Oliver just didn't trust him.
Yeah.
And I feel like being a part of a team like this is something that he really is passionate about, so mm-hmm. I'm just like, you know what? I guess in that case, when you put it that way, when you're saying, oh, I want to at least see like Mr. Terrific flourish, mm-hmm. if you put it that way, then at that point, I'm thinking, okay, I'm excited for this new team up because of that. Just because I know how passionate he is about having a team and mm-hmm. being in a team and just being a part of a team.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'm excited. I'll retract. I'm excited. I'm excited now.
You're excited. What do y'all think? What do y'all think in there? Are you excited for the different teams? Are you bummed out about that? No. Billie Jean, the new Team Arrow, the Arrow Cave, it's not bugged anymore. The only time they met there after it was bugged is because they were...
To set the trap up.
They were setting a trap up. And I have to say, so let's talk a little bit about that. That was a terrible trap.
It was a terrible trap. You're going to tell them exactly where you are and then show up?
I mean,
that is not what I was expecting. Like, I thought you were going to, like, send them one place and be somewhere else and then, like, you know, come in and attack. I don't know. But I didn't think it was going to be like, hey, we're going to be on 12th Street and then be on 12th Street.
And then be on 12th Street. Like, you just should have been like... Yeah, you just should have called them and be like, Kate and James, you have failed this city. Meet me at 12th Street.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, it was weird. Wasn't it weird?
I mean, I think it was weird, but I also felt like that's just Oliver being classic Oliver again. I think he really thought that he was going to be able to take this group down by himself.
I know, but what was weird to me is that, okay, so they found the bug, right?
And then they
went elsewhere so that they can develop a plan.
They went to Argus, yeah.
Yeah, and then they came back and they were like, talking about this is our plan. So our plan is we're going to be right here. Well, you didn't really need to go anywhere then. You could have just stayed at the Arrow lair and said this. We're going to be at this place at this time. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You didn't need to go elsewhere to talk about the plan that was not a plan.
And I
like,
know
what was secretive of it.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was odd too because Oliver was supposed to. I thought that was a little deflating. That, like, again, being more of being a comic person, like Oliver's teaming up with the Bertinelli. So, like, it's not like they're idiots here. Like, they know their stuff here, you know.
Yeah, and
so
crime family.
They're crime family. So I kind of thought there'd be a little bit of a cooler team up per se. Not just hey, Bertinelli, you show up at the warehouse and I'll be up in a rafter.
Yep.
That was the plan. And so,
yep.
I will say, though, this being, like, film nerd, actor nerd, the really cool camera work on that fight in that warehouse.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like, it was, like, a lower camera. Mm-hmm. I thought that was cool. That's one thing that's been kind of cool, because we talked about this in the very first episode. Really cool fight scenes. Mm-hmm, yeah. I feel like Arrow stepped it up to a different level.
Absolutely agree.
Because you get a little, you're like, okay, you're hitting, I get it. And so, anyway, that's exciting
to
see.
And, you know, Steven's been training, so he's trying to put that body to work.
Vidar, I don't like that idea at all to kill off the entire supporting cast and just have Ollie go solo for a bit before a totally new team. I don't like that idea at all.
Who would you want to see as a new team, though?
Well, that is That is demented.
I don't like that idea at all.
That's depressing.
We're just still trying to get the newbies together. I'm not starting
all over.
Life just
got dark here at AfterBuzz TV. No. I mean, I can understand, you know, that doesn't make sense to me of kind of all, because I get it. You're saying like a reboot of Oliver kind of going back to who he was in season one. But that gives credit to the show, I think, that we love that. That doesn't even, for me, honestly, kind of make sense anymore story-wise in that Oliver is so different than who he was. Like, I know we talked about he has the same habits. Mm-hmm. He has to say, and, like, I'll tell you this as, like, being a therapist. Like, you know, people can be, you can make so much change in your life, but then when you get triggered by something, you emotionally go back to sometimes terrible habits until you work on it not to do that. And I think that's just what we saw Oliver do today, where we see like Quentin, and we're going to talk about him in a second, you know, wanting to take a drink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like Oliver's so used to being angry. That's almost kind of like his normal.
Go-to.
Yeah, his go-to. But I can't imagine him going back to the way it was because he's a dad now. So much has changed.
Yeah, he's used to having a team.
Yeah.
So regardless of how emotional he might get and how he might drive other people away, I think he definitely needs to be
he
in
does.
A team.
Oh, cool, Ivan. Ivan said that James Bamford directed this episode and he's a stunt coordinator.
Oh, okay.
So
cool.
I think that shows. So James Bamford, that's a good stunt name, right?
Isn't bam. It?
I like a bam. So let's talk a little bit about, we're going to talk about Quentin. But I want to just bring up one thing about, let's talk about Dinah and the vigilante. Let's give some relationship talk.
Okay. So she should have known that she was being played from the get-go.
Okay, thank you.
Like you were with this dude for, 10 years? And then he was away for however long. And then he came back.
You thought he was dead.
You thought he was dead. And then he came back. And
that's
then, but he never told
first.
You that he came back. And then he fought you and ran away. And then you discovered who he was. And then all of a sudden, you're kicked off the team. And you guys are going to be lovey-dovey. And you don't think something's up? That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
What did I say about Dinah? I cannot stand her.
I love Dinah.
I am not team Dinah.
I'm team Canary. I love her.
I'm team neutral, but like, if love makes you
loopy... But you just dropped the mic.
Yeah, because if love is making you loopy right now, then you're being loopy. If you could not see at all with one little smidgen of a hint that he mm-hmm. might be playing you, then your radar is off.
So this is my question for y'all. Do you feel like it's... do you feel like there's a quality... And, like, them being pissed off, so to speak of. They're upset that Oliver and them watched them for 3 days, you know, follow them around and didn't trust them, which trust is a big deal. But at the same time, I think Oliver brought up a pretty fair point at the end of the show where he talks about when they're together and he says, I'm saying blame goes for everybody because she was with the vigilante and, mm-hmm. like, and lied about it. And then Renee lied about this. So Curtis really is the only one who's been like, in my
loyal.
Mind, correct me if
clear.
I'm wrong, that's been like totally, loyal. But for Dinah and Renee to be so like, oh, we don't trust you, do you think that's fair? Or do you think that that trust, kind of what Oliver did, do you think that trumps what they did?
You can go first.
I mean, that's definitely a good point to bring up. I actually really agree with Oliver at that point when he said, we're all pretty much to blame here. Like, we all have some part of us that to blame. So I feel like with Dinah, we know how stubborn she is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like even if you do point a finger at Dinah, even if, you know, you have every right to point a finger at Dinah, she's not going to budge. And I feel like the same for Renee. So mm-hmm. when you say that everybody, when you were asking that, is it good for everybody to, is it fair for everybody to point the finger at Oliver? I think, honestly, all fingers around. I mean, nobody's innocent here. The only person, like you said, is Curtis that's innocent. And I don't know. I think it's unfair. I think it's mm-hmm. unnecessary. The attitudes, the decisions, they've just all been unnecessary.
I think that the team has been through so much that had they communicated, then everything would be okay.
Yeah.
And I think that
communication
is key.
This is not team communication.
Oh, of course not.
You can hashtag no communication.
Right, but there's no communication, but then we're all pointing the fingers, and by we all, I mean Oliver, is pointing the finger here, when I think he needs to be pointing the finger at himself a little bit and figure out his trust issues, because like we just said in the beginning of the show, this is the same stuff that we've dealt with in season one.
Classic
so
Ollie.
You have trust issues with your team. And it's already established now in season six that you need your team. So you need to figure out whatever those issues out quickly. Because, you know, we're deep in and you need some help. Because clearly you can't fight all of these guys. The Cadence, and then what was the other team?
Yeah,
we're
going to talk about that.
And Ricardo Diaz. Like, there is just no way. So I feel like take a time out for yourself, too, and figure out what it is that you don't trust. The blame is, yes, definitely everyone had their part, but he's the leader of the team. And you know how they say, like, in business, it's always from the top down? It's from the top down.
When a football team doesn't win games, they fire the coach.
That's it?
I felt so butch saying that, by the way. I never talk about sports, but that's what they do. So I see both your points, though.
Okay. Yeah, no, I definitely agree with your point. I also think that the talk that Felicity and John had with them also might have made things worse when they pretty much were pointing the blame all at Renee and Dina and Curtis. And I think that was pretty much the cherry on top. I think they made their decision from that point
on. Yeah, I think so, too.
Blob 989, it went up so you can't see it, but he said, I think Team Arrow needs a therapy session hosted by Matt.
I would love that. The first thing I'd be like, Stephen or Oliver, you need to take off your shirt for this session. That's what you need. That's what you need. Someone says that Thea and Roy need to turn. Well, you know, I was going to talk about this in news, but did you hear that?
Yes. I did hear.
That Colton Haynes put on Instagram this week. He's coming back.
Yes.
Coming back.
Isn't that spoiler? Oh, that's not a spoiler alert. That's
Is it?
It's not. Read the news. That's not spoiler alert. But yeah, so that's going to be super. So let's talk a little bit about, we talked about the OGs.
Yep.
We talked about the newbies.
Yep.
Do we get all the newbies? Do we want to, what do you want to talk about next? Can we talk about some villain stuff first? Do you want to talk about Quentin and Thea?
Let's get Quentin and Thea out and then talk about the villains.
Okay, great. So, I love that Thea's back.
Yep.
Ben, you know.
She's had it rough.
My worry, my fear, because I do love her. I feel like the writers they don't even know what to do with her this season, which is why she was on the call
for 6 months.
And I'm still saying this again, you weren't here, Cheyenne, but I want like Aunt Thea scenes. I'm like, give her at least this so we get like some humanity in the show, a little bit of her trying to be an aunt. And so, I mean, her mom's dead, their dad's dead. Like, she would be so excited to have like this new little, you know, nephew. But I think Roy Hopper's going to come in and I think she's going to exit with him. I've already set a prediction, but I think that's what's going to happen. That's what I think.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay if that happens, but I'll be sad if she leaves. But that's what I think is going to happen. But in this,
and isn't that the rumor that she's kind of like halfway in, halfway out, well, as the character, like the actress?
Yeah. So, but that's GDD. I got off on a tangent. But so I do like. What do we think about seeing Thea and Quentin back together again?
I like it.
I love their relationship.
I mean, love that. I do have that father daughter vibe from them, and I feel like we get the emotional connection from them on the show.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Mm-hmm. I like seeing them together, and it's definitely a father-daughter situation there. And I think they both need that. You know, Thea definitely needs a father figure,
and she struggled with addiction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the same as well, yeah. Yep. So they both went through the same thing.
Exactly. And I also feel like, too, there's... I don't know if it's because of that, she grounds him about this whole Laurel thing. So what do we think? What do we think that, you know, going forward, they're going to try to figure out how to turn Black Siren? Linda's already making a face. They're going to try to turn Black Siren. Are we going to get a good Black Siren?
I would like a good Black Siren. I actually really love Black Siren. Okay. I like her when she's evil, but I would be okay with her, you know, flipping and, you know, going over the fence and kind of hopping on the good side.
Do you think she's going on the good side?
I feel like we have Dinahs. You know what I mean? So unless like the vigilante kills Dinah, and I would be, honestly, I'd be really upset if they kill Black Canary again.
Quentin and Thea are not going to flip this chick.
Like, I don't see it.
Here's a cliche.
What are they going to do? They're going to sit her down and be like, you know what? You're the best daughter ever, and we just feel like this dark side is not working for you. Like,
here's the cliche that I think is going to happen, and I want you guys to remember me saying this. I want everyone to remember me saying this. I think what's going to happen is that by the time Team Arrow is about to defeat the Bratva and, you know, Kaden's whole gang, I think that Black Siren is going to make that one move that tells everybody, hey, she's trying to be a good guy. Kind of like, why am I forgetting his name? Thea's father, kind of like Merlin. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's going to pull a Merlin and she's going to save somebody. She's going to save Lance in some situation and she's going to show that she's changed, but then she's going to die. I think that's exactly... Remember this.
Remember this the first day on AfterBuzz. I'm going to remember that. So Black Siren is here. There's Kaden James. There's a vigilante. Mm-hmm. We've got Anatoly in the mm-hmm. gang. Ricardo Diaz. Yep. Kaden James' little henchman. It's named Boots, by the way. I looked that up. So we've got... I do think Vigilante is pretty cool. I like his costume. What do you think about? Do you feel like it was dumb for Oliver? Do you think Arrow on a good day could have taken all these people on?
Oh no, there's just no way.
There's no way.
I think it's too much.
There's no way.
But let's talk about that Black Siren like Arrow. He had
choker. That was pretty bomb. Cool.
That was real. That was real. Cool. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. So, but what are we thinking of the villains? Do you feel like this is going to be formidable, or do you feel like...
So, well, Ricardo Diaz, he's just like a henchman, right? Like, he just has a gun and, like, a kind of gang mentality.
I mean, he's the one that gave
John the drugs.
The juice stuff.
Yeah. But that's still just, like, a thug.
Yeah. I kind of feel like there's a lot... It would be okay if he died to me.
Or got rid of it. Sure.
I think it could be Black Siren, Kaden James, Vigilante.
Yes.
And I don't honestly love the whole Anatoly villain thing. Yeah. I like, because the reason is I miss the relationship of, not necessarily Anatoly and Oliver getting along per se, but of the respect they have for one another.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm so tired of him popping up every second with some new beef against Oliver. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, so I would be... Because why is Oliver... Why are they on the outs again? What happened? I forgot.
Because the Bratva was saying that he's weak. So he started new beef with Oliver so they can show them that he's still on their side.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, that was it. Rumor is Richard will kill Kaden in a few episodes, not the other way around. Richard. Which one's Richard? Richard Diaz? Will kill Ricardo, you mean? Will kill in the chat. Zaya says, the rumor is Richard will kill Kaden in a few episodes, not the other way around. Oh, was that Richard Dragon?
Yeah, Dragon's his code name. There we go, Ricardo's code name.
Oh, Ricardo. Yes, he is Dragon. He doesn't seem like... He doesn't seem like he would be the biggest the biggest villain to me.
I'm not really getting that at all.
Mm-mm. I'm not really getting that at all. Anything? What? Sorry, you have something else? Sorry.
Oh, no, I just wanted to make sure we covered all the villains.
Okay, we got Black Siren, Kaden James, Vigilante.
Anatoly.
Do you think Vigilante is going to... He said, you know, Kaden saw that video footage of him and Dinah together, Vigilante and Dinah against, you know, I'm worried about you. And he's like, I know which buttons to push.
Yep.
Do you think he has any heart left for her?
Mm-mm.
You don't?
No, I don't think he does at all. I think he's playing her for whatever
100%.
Whatever his long game run is. I don't know what that is, but he's playing the long game like any bad person
Playboy.
Would do, right?
Yeah.
And so he knows that he can still be like, boop, and she'd be like, oh.
That's what
and
he
even,
said.
Yeah, and even though, you know, they went out and he attacked her and left her, he left her lying on the ground, just walked away.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's what he said. He said, I know what buttons to push on Dinah, and he's going to push those buttons. And I hope Dinah is not stupid enough to keep going back to him the way she does.
Yeah, I agree. Ivan said like four times, Oliver fought like an amateur. Does no one see this? Yeah, I think we saw. I mean, he's got some cool tech. I mean, he still held his own.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's still, I couldn't beat him up.
I mean, he had, you know, like 20 guys after him.
Yeah.
Wait,
but I feel like maybe old Arrow could have taken.
Well, old Arrow would have killed those bitches.
So.
What I was going to say is, like, hasn't he taken down the Bratva by himself in the past?
It just came to my mind.
Yeah, thinking about that, he probably could have. He was a little rusty. You're right.
Ivan's on point. He is rusty, Ivan. I'm going to go with that. Yeah, Vigilante did kick his. Yeah, he kicked his ass. I agree. Yeah, he took out a bunch of Diaz's goons, too. So. Yeah, so back, yes. And so Billie Jean is agreeing that Dinah was stupid to trust Vigilante in person. Mm-hmm. I agree. And so I think with, I agree with you. I don't, before I would have thought, maybe Vigilante, maybe Victor, that's his name, right? Victor. Yeah. Maybe he still has, Vince, I mean, yes, thank you. Maybe there's still a little bit of love, but after the whole pulling on the ground, now, I didn't remember he's self-healing, where he like, the blood on the... Was that a new thing? Is that like it's supposed to be a new
thing? No, because remember he got shot in the head? That was the whole thing, and that's why she thought he was dead.
But we don't know... Or do we? Do we know what's wrong with him now?
We don't know what's wrong with him, but he regenerated. Like, it didn't kill him. Right. That's what I'm saying. So the whole hand thing was not new, because we know that he can heal himself.
Okay, we do know that.
Or his body heals for some reason.
We do know that. We do know that. That's just true. I mean, let's see. What?
Oh, no,
what?
Ryan's just saying he was shot in the head. I was like, yeah, I just.
I mean, that's true. Oliver did totally defeat Ra's al Ghul and the League of Assassins and can't defeat five people. Yeah. Ivan, you're right. Oliver's a wimp. And on that, I think that's what.
Oh, my God, we always run out of time.
I know we do run out of time. So, really quick. We're going to go in. So we already told you news about Colton Haynes coming to Arrow. Let's do our predictions. So prediction time.
TV predictions.
All right, everybody. So, I mean, I kind of already said my prediction. I'm just going to say it again. Roy Harper, Arsenal, is coming back. He and Thea are going to be like, love me, I love you, I love you. Let's go shoot arrows somewhere else together. And they're going to go and leave. And she's going to go away. That's that. But that hasn't even happened yet. But my prediction with this, I think, in context of what we're talking about today, is I hope, this is more of a hope, we get a really good comedic, just totally a new newbie team, totally just crapping the bed and messing up. And it's really funny. That's my prediction.
My prediction is that they're going to drag out the old G's versus the newbies until they can come together and defeat Caden James, which is not going to be for a long time since we're back from winter break. So I think that they're going to be divided for some time before they actually get back together and beat the bad guys.
Cheyenne, what's your first prediction?
I actually think that Colton Haynes might stay a little longer than you're thinking, because I believe that they're going to bring him back and he's going to hop on this new Team Arrow, this divided Team Arrow, and he's going to help out Oliver and try to take down Caden. But I also agree that towards the end, obviously, they're all going to get together and do a big team up.
I hope. I mean, a producer already said a short stint.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what that is, but... But you never know.
So I miss me some Colton Haynes.
I know. You never know. I think Kid Flash is doing a short stint on Legends, but now they're talking he might become permanent. So who knows? So I want to give one little news out there. If you haven't seen Black Lightning, I'm wearing my Black Lightning shirt. It's so good. It premiered on the CW this week on Tuesday night. The Afterbuzz, we're doing a recap of the show. It's on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. It's an awesome panel, so be sure to check out that show. And thank you so much for listening to this show. If you are listening on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast app, be sure to leave us a review, because that helps us out. Share it with your friend. And hey, tell everybody where they can find you.
Linda is so girly all across social media. Hit me up. I love talking all things Arrow.
You can find me at Cheyenne Iwulu on Instagram and Cheyenne YouTube on Twitter. I'm a geek. If you love geek stuff, you want to follow me.
She knows her stuff. And I'm Matt Maher, two T's, two R's. You can follow me on all the socials at The Matt Maher, and also you can listen to, I do a Riverdale podcast on my own with a friend at tvttime.com, or just look up TVT Time on your podcast app. And next week, I believe we're going to have a full panel next
full
week.
Panel.
Olivia DiBartoli.
Yes. Olivia so, Matt.
And we'll be back with all of you. We love you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.